time doing this.
All right. Hi, Joanne. This is my podcast, Voice of Elise. And my name is Elise. I'm 19 and I'm an Indian. I live in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. What about you?
My name is Juan. I live in Guayaquil, Ecuador. I'm 19
okay.
years old.
Oh, and that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm a college student.
Okay, cool. All right. So how did you know about this app, or what brought you to this app?
I mean, I saw it on a YouTube video. Some guy was promoting it, and I decided to download it.
Are you into doing any of these, like, podcasts or any of, you know, writing or something like this, or it's just random?
I mean, I have a whole bunch of friends that we all, like, talk about a whole bunch of different subjects. And so I wanted to like, download this app so we can all, like, get together and, like, start talking about any topic and see where the conversation will go.
That's nice. That's really nice, because I'm somebody who loves doing the same thing too, because right from childhood, you know, I loved talking. So my mom used to say that, you know, you are going to just probably grow up and start making money just by talking. So, you know, I was always known as the grandma of the class, and, you know, everything related to talking, I really had it. So when I got this platform, when I got to know that I could do something like podcasting, the favorite part of it was that I get to talk, and I get to talk to a lot of new people. So
have you ever been to South America?
No, I would love to, though. I've never been to the United States or any country. I guess the only country that I've been outside Dubai would be Malaysia and Singapore. That is, like, for one of my business tours recently. So other than that, I've just been to India, and I've just been here in Dubai.
I've never been to like that part of the world, just South America.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
That's nice. Okay, so would you like ever aspire to come to Dubai or something?
Yeah, well, when I'm older, when I'm done
studying. All right, what do you do, by the way?
I'm in my first year of computer science engineering.
Okay, so you're into, I mean, are you a computer person? Like, do you like softwares and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything related to, like, software or anything, but, like, I love to learn everything about computers, hardware, software, all that, but I have no idea. I'm just learning the basic stuff right now.
Okay, all right. That's nice. I mean, I'm never a studious girl, so right from my childhood, I've just been aspiring to do a lot of things. Like I started to say, all I knew is I wanted to, like, save people, or I wanted to do good to people. So I thought, you know, helping people would be by being a doctor. So I used to say that I want to become a doctor. And then I realized that, you know, I have to study science for it. And, you know, it's not as easy as you think it is. So then I said, no, I don't want to become a doctor. Then I said lawyers, because they fight for the rights of people. And then again, I didn't do that. So right now I finished high school, and I finished high school 2 years back, but then I've not started with my university yet. Like, I'm just waiting, because my whole agenda is to earn my own money and then go study. So I'm just waiting.
So right now you're working?
No, I'm doing voiceovers for a radio, so that is just like a freelance work. So I get paid for what I do, and that is there on the side. But I have my own business. I've started my business, and I've been, like, it's been a year now. So I'm doing that, and that's what I'm primarily focusing on right now. So there is a business, and there is what do you say? There is, you know, part-time jobs, like doing voiceovers, writing for companies and stuff like that. Yeah. Sorry?
Are you a big football fan?
Well, I
Yeah.
only watched FIFA. Okay,
Really?
so I mean, in my life, I've just been watching FIFAs and FIFAs and FIFAs. So I don't, follow the English football team or anything else, but yeah, I like Man City. I mean, when people ask me what is your favorite, so I say Man City. So what about yours?
I mean, I'm a supporter of my local team here in Guayaquil. It's called Barcelona as well.
Oh, Barcelona, yeah, nice. And
Yeah.
my best friend, he's a big fan of Real Madrid, so he keeps telling, nothing's better than Madrid. And I say, no, Man City is the best. So, but who won it this time, though? I don't keep myself updated with all of this, but.
Right now, I'm not sure. But today's like the Champions League final.
Oh, is it? So today is the final?
Yeah, it's I mean, for me, it's at 1:45. I'm not sure what time it's gonna be in Dubai.
Okay, no problem. But then, I mean, who is playing against who?
Real Madrid and Liverpool.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. So that's about it. So I wanted to ask you a little more things. Okay, so in back in I don't know in America, I don't know how it is, but what would you as a 19-year-old, locally want to do for your people or something like that? What would it be?
I mean, especially in my country, people can, I mean, money here, simple as that. I mean,
Okay.
pretty much around the world, if you have money, then you control the government, you control everything.
Very true.
And there's a lot of corruption here, so mostly I would just like to get like things straight and straighten out the relations that this country has with the neighboring countries and improve the image of Ecuador around the world. But I mean, that's like from a political standpoint. But as for me, like right now, as like a student, and in 4 years, I'll be an engineer. Probably just improve like the technological side of this country, because this country, since it's a third world country, and it's not really developed in the technological standpoint. There's a lot of things that have fallen, not really, they've fallen behind a little bit. For example, only like 2 years ago, 4G over here, even though in the States, 4G has been around for like a lot longer than it's been here. It's been
Yeah, true.
just recently we've got like LTE and stuff here. So it's like pretty like lacking in the technological standpoint in this country.
So you as an engineer would want to probably raise the bars higher, maybe, right?
Yeah, and just improve the quality of people's lives.
Okay, that's a really good vision, and I'm sure you're gonna make it one day. Very good. So that's nice. Well, here in Dubai, I wouldn't have to think about raising people's life or standards of life because even a poor man lives like a king. So in Dubai, be it an a very expensive country and it's very economically also it's pretty very expensive. Even if you go to a grocery store, every single thing is probably a lot more expensive than other countries. So for us over here, it's like I couldn't make any changes here in Dubai because me not being a citizen here, I wouldn't have a lot of rights over bringing changes in the country. But then all I intend to do is, even if it's not country, bring some changes in yourself, which can reflect in a lot of other people. So yeah, if I want to bring any changes in a country, I'll have to go back to India and do that. But then that's not something that I want to do because I like this place. I was born here and stuff. So One thing would be that I want to go out of this country. I want to travel to some other place which gives citizenship. I want to get another citizenship. So I don't know about your country. How's it?
Well, from citizenship, pretty much everyone can become a citizen here in this country.
Okay.
You literally just walk in and they give you your passport and everything.
Really?
It's pretty. Yeah, I mean, that's why there's a lot of like immigrants from around the South America region. There's a lot of Colombians here. There's a lot of Colombians as well,
So
Venezuelans,
your
and a lot of
country
Cubans.
is South America. What is it called again?
Ecuador.
Ecuador, like ECA.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's in Ecuador. It's like in between Colombia and Peru.
Oh, it's the equator line
Yeah,
around the world.
well, I don't live like the city that's in the equator line. It's called Quito.
So
Quito's the
is it
capital.
like very hot?
And where I live in Guayaquil, which is a coastal city, yeah, it's pretty hot. It's humid because it's tropical
Okay.
climate. It's
So
super humid here.
like what is the hottest maybe around the year or something?
I mean, in Celsius or Fahrenheit?
No, in your place.
Oh, I mean, in the hottest place
No,
here? I would say
how hot
the
does it
temperature.
get, like the temperature, yeah.
I don't know, like 39, 40 degrees Celsius.
Oh, so you're not bad because in Dubai it gets to 45 and 50. So here we're almost in the half boiling point, and we're almost in that time right now because June and May and June is the hottest in Dubai, and we normally like sense very, very humid and hot weather right now. So. So yeah, but I would love to come down to South America once and then probably get a citizenship or something because more than letting people know I'm an Indian, I like telling people I'm something else, but I can't because sadly Dubai does not give citizenship, gives nationality to people who are actually United Arabs and stuff.
What happens if you marry someone from Dubai, do you still get citizenship or not?
If I marry the guy who was an Emirati or who was an Arab, loses his citizenship.
You still don't get it?
No, he will lose his, and I will be
Oh,
mine. So
wow.
he wouldn't take the risk of marrying me because he's going to lose his own citizenship. But yeah, it
Yeah.
happens in love. So like people do get married to like Indians and Pakistanis and a lot of others, but. They end up losing their citizenship. But in the other way, like if a lady, an Arab lady, wants to get married to somebody else, that guy can get a citizenship. Yeah.
So if a lady marries a guy, also it's so if it's the other way around, then it works. But if a man does it, then he can't.
Yeah.
Well, he loses.
Exactly.
I mean, it's stupid. Whatever.
It is kind of so I'm yeah, there's no chance for me to get a citizenship here. But well, it's okay. I mean, I was planning to do anyways somewhere abroad, so
It's all right.
yeah. So that's about it. I guess we had a good chat for 15 minutes, but it was really nice talking to you. So how do you pronounce your name?
My last name?
Your first name.
Juan.
Okay, it's Juan, right? But then, yeah, but it's with a J, and I thought it was Juan.
No, I mean, you don't pronounce it like that.
Okay, Juan. Okay.
All
So, are
right.
you on any social media or something that I can find you? And my listeners,
No,
please.
pretty much. I only use Facebook, but I don't really like use it that much.
All right. Okay. If any of my listeners would like to talk to you as well or connect with you in future in any other sites, they may start, I guess, with your name, Juan Elizalde. I don't know if that was right. But
It's all right.
All right. So it was wonderful talking to you.
All right.
Thank you very
It's
much.
good to know you. All right.
Bye bye.
All right.